بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا سي أمين. اللهم ارزقنا الافتقار إليك واغننا بفضلك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا ودود يا نور، يا هادي يا تواب، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا تواب يا تواب يا تواب، يا رشيد يا رشيد، يا رؤوف يا رحيم، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا الله يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، تفضل علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم نعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من فتنة النساء وعذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين، برحمتك وفضلك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله today the topic will be Isra and Miraj, which somebody will translate it in English, the descendant. Is any another word for it? Isra and Miraj in English? We're going to explain it inshallah. But before we start, I want to remind myself and remind you, the only one gain now is the one who have iftiqar, meaning the one who have poverty in his heart toward Allah. Meaning, you do not receive anything from Brother Ahmed. No way. If you think for a moment Brother Ahmed can give you anything, you are out. Once you said the halaqah for Allah, you have to look who is you dealing with. And the one you're dealing with is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can give you is Allah. What He will give you? He will give you according to your intention. What you're sitting here, what you want gain, Allah will give you. But I promise you only one thing. Even if you do not understand one word from Brother Ahmed, even if Brother Ahmed, what he's talking about is doesn't make sense, even if he's completely out of whack and completely wrong, you are a winner. Why? Because in the end of the halaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get up, I forgive all your sin. And I switch your sins to good deed. And He shower you with His tranquility and mercy. What do you want? By this way, this halaqat is tarbiyah. It gives us tarbiyah. It gives us humble humility. It gets us away from dunya and temptation. It is struggle. It is jihad. It is purifying of the heart. This is why the more we sit, the more we gain. The more we sit with iftiqar, the more we receive. The more you focus your heart to Allah, the more you get. Don't worry about who's coming, who's leaving, who's making phone call. Don't worry about that. Clean your heart completely. If you're able to sit in any halaqah and you clean your heart from everything, you are a winner. Because at this time, you are a slave to Allah. And this is the beginning. Because the ultimate status in this dunya anyone can have to be a slave. This why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Isra, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. He didn't say Subhana alladhi asra bi'Muhammad, bi'Rasulillah, bi'Nabiyillah, bi'Habibullah, no bi'abdihi. The scholar said, meaning Allah called him to meet him with the ultimate level, which is ubudiyyah, abd. This is the time you have no shaitan can, you know, attack you. No shaitan can do anything to you if you're in a state of abd. We'll talk about it later. It will time come, we'll know what's going on. Before we talk about Isra and Mi'raj, we have to go back to the time. And let me remind you of something. If we do not wake up about it now, we will be doomed, really big doomed, in this life and hereafter. Isra and Mi'raj, from day one, even the companion dispute the time, dispute the date, even dispute the year. It's a fitna. It was a trial and fitna and a gift. You have a gift to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gift to the whole ummah. A lot of us today, what we do? We leave the gift and we talk about the different. What time? Which year? Which day? Which month? And what he said? If he said or not? If he meet Allah or not? If he see Allah bare eyes, if he see Allah behind the veil, if he see Allah light, if he sees light, if he didn't see him, what the detail will benefit us? We will go through that inshaAllah. By this way, focus. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he report different things. The things he report to us, it has wisdom. Why we cannot focus in the wisdom instead of focusing the different? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His ultimate wisdom, He wants us to know exactly date and time, it will never be a different. Once you have to different in day and time and date and year, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It will not make a difference in our life. Unless somebody is whack. Like somebody said, Isra and Mi'raj happened after 1 year and a half from Revelation. This is, we have to erase it completely. No way. Why? Because we have evidence it happened almost later on of the year Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife Khadija died and his uncle died, Abi Talib. Now, we have to know something in Islam. Why Allah do things? Why Allah generates certain circumstance and situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said it before, He do not do anything without taqdeer. He doesn't do anything and He said, oh, I should not do that. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No. Allah, He has ultimate wisdom, ultimate knowledge, of the seen, unseen, what will be, what it will not be, everything. And Allah judge it completely with His ultimate wisdom, and after that He do. He never do something and say, excuse me, I should not do that. Astaghfirullah. This is the quality of us as a human being, not the quality of Allah. But us as a Muslim, as a slave to Allah, when Allah reports something to us, we have to stop and think, what is the wisdom from it for me? What is the message it can benefit me? Like one scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, Isra and Mi'raj was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is a trip, is a vacation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah. He did not call me. He did not call you. Why you worry about the detail? The ultimate detail and the detail we do not know. Somebody meets somebody, he brings you a gift. Why you become nosy, want to know what happened in the meeting, and forget about the gift? You should worry about the gift. You should be happy about the gift. And if the person won't give you the ultimate detail about the detail of the meeting, he will tell you. Because this is what happened in the Muslim Ummah. And this is why you go from one scholar to another, give you different report. What I'm going to give you today is from a book called Al-Shifa by Al-Qadi Al-Fadl Ibn Ayyad, Al-Qadi Al-Fadl Al-Andalusi. He was one of the main scholars in Andalusia. And what he did something so beautiful. Even many scholars consider his book as a reference. It was almost 12 to 18 report about Isra and Mi'raj from different companions. He summarized the most authentic one. The one it match, all the one it match, he takes the most authentic one and he said, that's it. He give you the different and he tell you why is it different and what's the problem. Finished. And here we have to know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Isra and Mi'raj, he was very, very sad because he lost Khadija, the one she's supporting him with emotion, money, believing, support, warmness, you name it. It's like any woman today on earth, she won't find a role model, you cannot find more than Khadija. You cannot find more than Khadija. Even Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to get jealous. When she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you better than me. He said, no, Aisha, Allah give me better than you, Khadija. She said, even after that, I will dare to talk. Because I feel how much he loved her and respect her. And he used to say, she believed me in a time people, you know, deny me. She gave me in a time people do not give me. She's supporting me in a time nobody supporting me. And she comfort me in a time nobody comfort me. And she give me the daughter and the son who is none of you give it to me. Because even the three sons from her, but all of them die. And Abi Talib, the one he loved him, he support him, he has the like the status in a tribe, he support him in a way nobody can get closer to him because his status in society. Now he have nothing. Anybody can do anything. And the companion at this time, whoever embraced Islam, was tortured. What we learn from here for a moment. Here he is, the most beloved creation to Allah, has no means. All the means has been cut from him. No means. None. And the majority of the companion at this time who embrace Islam, either a slave or very poor and have nothing. Only a couple of people who have some money, which Abu Bakr Siddiq and Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. That's it. And even at this time, it was a lot of sanction too. Can you see now? Now, by the will of Allah, your poor brother Ahmed, two or three years ago, I discovered something by the will of Allah. It was a journey of support, uplifting. Is almost wallahu a'lam, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, come here Muhammad, let me show you who you are and who with you. Let me show you who's the creator, who's the doer, who's the controller, who's the provider. Who's the one known and the seen and unseen. What is meaning to me? Imagine if I come to visit you and told me, don't worry. Anything you need, I support you. And I see you. You have the status, you have the money, you have the control, you have the upper lifting, you have the upper hand, everything. Do you think I will leave from your meeting? I feel down? No way. No way. Do you think who needs this today? Us. I always say it today, all of us need Isra and Ma'raj. Even one of the early scholars, he said, you will not really live Islam unless you do Isra and Ma'raj. But our Isra and Ma'raj different than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isra or Isra meaning the walking in at night in a high speed or a little bit high speed. This is what meaning Isra. Meaning if you walk at night in a high speed, this is Isra. Mi'raj is a descendant through or above the sky. Like also it called about the soul. The soul it make Mi'raj. Is Rasulullah sallam make Mi'raj in the same kind of Mi'raj? Some people even translate it as elevator. Call it the elevator of the sky. Unknown, unseen elevator. Is not Hitachi, is not RCA elevator, no. Is elevator go from earth all the way to the seven heavens. What kind of speed, what kind of fuel, how it look like, is not our business. This is the knowledge of the unseen. Similar, how he went from here to Jerusalem. We're going to go through it inshallah. By this way now, what does mean the word Isra and Mi'raj. Now in Surah Al-Isra, something so beautiful. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanalladhi. Some scholar wrote books. Why Allah use word Subhanalladhi? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not use word Allah? Rabbi. My Lord, my Creator. Why Subhanallah or Subhanalladhi? Subhanah, as he said, a word. You cannot add alif lam in the front. You cannot change it. You cannot do anything. It cannot be belong to nobody. Because what it means actually? It means the ultimate perfection or the ultimate purity or the ultimate form of purity. From any faults, of any mistake or anything. Subhanalladhi. Praise to whom? But praise is not enough. Is no English word can be enough. Because when they translate it in Arabic, is a sentence. This is the one pure from any default, any mistake, any like low or high, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's complete. Complete in everything. He's not minus, He's not above. His justice is just. His mercy is the ultimate. His wisdom is the ultimate. His knowledge is the ultimate. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. And some scholar is stubborn here, and you have a dispute in the Muslim Ummah. Is he went with his soul, or his soul and body, or it was a dream? And I will summarize to you what's going on, because if we go, all the scholar will be until Fajr time. Very simple. It was a fitna. It was a trial. It was a miracle. They said, if it was a dream without the body, there's no miracle behind it. Finished. Without going to all the detail. If you coming to me and tell me I saw a dream, such and such, no problem. We will see dream. But if you tell me, I go from here to Jerusalem and come back in the same night, alaykum as-salam, this is a miracle. And after that I descended. And even then, according to different report, he was even in his bed or at Fajr time in Mecca. Meaning actually some people said, this period of time can be even a few minutes, can be a few hours. A lot of people dispute, a lot of scholars in early Islam dispute many things. And I tell you something very simple. People forget who's the owner of time. Allah is the owner of time. Time is not belong to Allah. Allah can stop the time. You remember when Rasulullah said in one of the battles, I do not remember now, and he said, oh Allah, stop the sun until we go and finish and we make us. Time and all what we see in this life belong to Allah. What is barakah? Blessing. We cannot comprehend it. When a woman came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I will make some food for you and your companion only. And he had 3-4 companions with him. He said to her husband, go call the people. He said to Rasulullah, call what? It's 10 and 100 and 1,000 of them. He said, call the people. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for you and your companion. He said, call the people. And Rasulullah, he put his hand Sharifa and he made dua. To ask Allah barakah. And he said, oh, the man who, his wife brings the food, call the people 15, 15, 20, 20. And they come and eat and leave, 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 until the whole Medina finished, and after that he told him, take it. The man, he said, I swear by Allah, I do not know what I bring was more or what I took was more. After all the Medina eat, from one feast, one small, like a chicken or a leg of lamb or something, a woman make it with some rice or some barley or something for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. Is this can make sense? No. Can we adjust it in our mentality? No. But we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam different ability. How many times the water coming from his fingers? How many times he hit the rock and the water come? Is he has a dread in his hand? No. We have to know. He's a prophet. Allah with him. He gave him different power. Because all what we see is not belong to us. What we learn from that? Who's the owner of condition? Allah. Who's the owner of time? Allah. Who's the owner of barakah? Allah can give it to us in any given time. By this way, why are we busy about the detail how? It's almost like one scholar, he said, he collect all what people dispute about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he descended in the third of the night in Sama'i al-Dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he come down in Sama'i al-Dunya, okay, in the last third of the night. And he called people who need istighfar, who need dua, who need anything, I give it to him. Now, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave his throne and come down? No. The scholar said, in here, a descendant of mercy, descendant of blessing, descendant of nafahat, karamat, descendant of opening. We cannot underestimate and understand what Allah can do and do not do. And we cannot keep digging about it. Now the story go and we know it. Again, I'm going to go to the wisdom behind it, not the detail, and we keep disputing it. According to different report, one of them, Ummu Hani, one of his wife, because Aisha at this time, according to some report, was 9 years old, and even they did not marry yet, or 8 years old, according to different report, because this happened in Mecca, not in Medina. According to different report, this between the year 10 or the year 11, according to different report, from the beginning of Revelation, meaning almost 1.5 year, 2 year to 2.5 year before immigration to Medina, give and take according to the report. Again, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about which one is which. It will not make a difference because still until now, nobody knows exactly. Even about Isra and Mi'raj, the 26th of Rajab, or the 24th of Rajab, or whatever, believe me, if you study all the companions, they never claim that. They never say the day, the month, or the year. This why the scholar always have a dispute about it. This later on, some scholar did ijtihad, they study the seerah exactly, and according to their knowledge, they figure out approximately this is the time. According to different report. This why you will find different dispute about different school of thought, different scholar about which day. By this way, can I worry about the day or take the advice and wisdom behind it and live it every day? This is the main purpose behind it. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the report, Angel Jibreel come with a buraq. What is a buraq? An animal from Jannah. They said, this is a buraq is almost like the special taxi for Messenger Prophet. Limousine. But what kind of limousine? Is not a stretch limousine. It's bigger than the donkey, it's smaller than the mule. And white, silver white, Wallahu A'lam. And he put his feet where his eyes reach. Think about the quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to know from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He put his feet, the front feet, where his eyes go. What kind of speed is that? Imagine you look forward, your feet where your eyes reach. Is Allah tell us or Rasulullah SAW tell us how long vision he has? Imagine, is this do not give you a hint of the speed of this animal? Because this animal is not walking in the earth. Is almost like flying, but not even regular flying, like not even Concorde is nothing, and this like small, tiny animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. And Rasulullah SAW, he went to Jerusalem, and we know the story about Jibreel alayhi salam came to him with two cups, one has milk, one has wine, and he said, choose your Muhammad. He chose the milk. He said, your ummah will be in fitrah. You are guided and you're guiding your ummah to the purity of milk. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to different report, he makes salah with all messenger and prophet in Jerusalem. Allah send them to him. He makes Salah and he's the Imam. And after that he went Isra and Ma'raj to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the report about he go one sky after another and Jibreel alayhi salam he knock and the guardian of the sky, they ask Rasul Jibreel, who with you? He says, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, if he get okay to come, yes, welcome to you and Rasulullah SAW Muhammad. And he go one sky to after another. And each sky he saw different prophet and messenger. And in here also you have a dispute. Some scholar and some companion said this sequence and this sequence. The most authentic one, Wallahu A'lam, according to my knowledge, is the first one is Adam. The first one, first sky is Adam. Second one is Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Isa, and his cousin. What his cousin? Isa and Yahya, John. Third sky, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. I always forget because too many report. Third sky is Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth one is Idris alayhi salam. Fifth one is Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Harun alayhi salam. And sixth one is Musa alayhi salam. Sixth one, Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'm sorry.
Yeah, seven is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Harun is fifth, or Musa is sixth, and Ibrahim alayhi salam is a seventh. And in Ibrahim alayhi salam, sitting and his back toward Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur. Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur is the equivalent of Kaaba in the sky. And he said, if you drop Al-Bayt al-Ma'mur straight from heaven all the way, it will be in the top of Kaaba exactly. And around the Bayt al-Ma'mur, 70,000 angels. Allah created them to make tawaf and not coming back in the Day of Judgment. Can you imagine a place? Or we cannot imagine that. And after that we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam took him to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is like an area, a barrier between the seven sky and the area where nobody ever go. And according to the report, he heard the pens writing the deed of the mankind and creation. And he see light, he see things. He see Jannatul Ma'wa. Allah allow him to see part of Jannah. Just one kind of Jannah. And even at this time, Jibreel alayhi salam tell him, Taqaddam ya Muhammad, you go ahead, I cannot go. You are the one wanted. If I go one step, I will be burned. At this time, a long dispute. Is Rasulullah salam talk to Allah? If he did not talk to Allah direct, if he saw Allah, if he saw Allah behind a veil, if he see light, is a long many ahadith about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him salah. And what else? Anybody remember? What is the main gift has been given to Rasulullah salam and the ummah at this day, at this time?
You can pray anywhere. Can they pray on earth? I heard that they could
pray. Okay, what else? First, we get 50 salah we have to do.
No,
take it step by step. Because if you take it step by step, you learn very beautiful things. Allah command us to make 50 salah. And He gave to Rasulullah salam something else. I will tell you why I'm telling you that. And he give him Surah Al-Fatiha. And he give him Ayat Al-Kursi. And one more third. And he give him another gift. He said, O Muhammad, give glad tidings to your ummah. Whoever come, meet me without no shirk, with any kind of sins, I forgive him. Even major sins. But without no shirk. Is this not enough? And this why, if I have some brain, I should, yes, value the visit. I should get wisdom from the visit. But the ultimate, I should be busy with the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved Rasulullah, He give it to me when He come back. We have beautiful gift, but we do not understand it. When Rasulullah salam, he came down and he met Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he said, don't do like me. My ummah, your ummah will not bear to take it. Go back, ask Allah takhfif, to decrease it. And he go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad, my word never change. But for you, it's 5, for them is 50. Tell them, if they make 5, it's written for them 50. And he said, it's not enough for you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I give you the Sab'a Mathani, Surah Al-Fatiha? It's not enough for you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I give you the treasure from underneath my throne, which is Ayat Al-Kursi. And, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever meet me, have no shirk in his heart, I forgive him, even if he commit major sins. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came down and he make, so, oh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gather all angel and prophet and messenger. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salah with them. Look at his status. Look to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status. And today, Ya Allah, we do not know the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not know. Is you cannot go closer to Allah without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You do not know even the power of just making salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam durud. Very powerful. Every sunnah, every moment you come in close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a winner. And don't ever dare to touch anything belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his companion or his wife. Get away. This ignorant and blind. We have to love them, respect them, elevate them, and make dua for them. And here is a beautiful hadith I want to share it with you. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and supposed to be insha'Allah, wallahu a'lam, in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Again, we do not know the detail. But we know he was in Sidrat al-Muntaha with a conversation with Allah. This is why, if you go to Surat al-Najm, you will see the detail. But again, it has a dispute. We're not going to go to the dispute, we're going to go to something so beautiful. One of the report, it said, when Rasulullah was in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, you make Ibrahim Khalil. You make Ibrahim your Khalil. And you talk to Musa. And you give Dawood kingdom. And you give Sulaiman the biggest kingdom. And you give Isa alayhi salam at Torah wal Injil. And you make him have all this miracle. And you protect him from shaitan, him and his mother. At this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, I make Ibrahim Khalili, and you are Habibi. You are written in Torah, Habibur Rahman. And I send you as a mercy to mankind. And I make your ummah the first to enter Jannah. And you are the last in the earth. And I join your name with my name. Nobody can praise me without you. And I will not accept salah without salah on you. And I give you the Surah Al-Fatiha. I give you the ending of Surah Al-Baqarah and Ayat Al-Kursi. I did not give it to anybody before you. And I make you the Ubnar of Jannah and the end of all messenger and prophet. And after that, Rasulullah SAW, he said, and after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give me the five salah. And the ending of Surah Al-Baqarah, which وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. By the way, this area, the last 5-6 verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, if you recite them at night, is almost like you recite the Quran completely. Another report is equivalent to make you among the reciter of the Quran, even if you do not recite the Quran in the whole day. It has a lot of bounty.
Is it for the 5-6 ayat? I read just about the last.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Two ayat?
Three. لِلَّهِ مَا.
And like I tell you before, whoever meet Allah without no shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. And we know also he saw Jibreel alayhi salam. in his own form with 600 wings. Allah can tell you a lot of talk about is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he see Allah or not, he did this or not. A lot of talk. And believe it or not, I believe it was a beautiful meeting. Inshallah, he talked to Allah. How he talked exactly is direct without hijab is not my business. I believe it's not my business. It will not make matter. But I know it was a special meeting. Allah know if he see Allah or not. Allah know. If inshallah I die and I try to be living according to Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, I can ask Rasulullah SAW later on. You know, in the Day of Judgment, I have to ask him. And for sure, inshallah, yes, again, a lot of people doubting if he did it with his body, or he did it with his brain, or he did it with his soul. And the majority say body and soul together. Because also in Surah Najm is a very beautiful verse. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ مَا طَغَى مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ مَا طَغَى. In here, al-basar. Before, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. One fu'ad, one basar. Fu'ad meaning the scene of the brain, the scene of the mind. مَزَاغَ الْبَصَرِ The basar, the vision of the eye, did not exceed what is belong to. And this a lot of talk about it. And Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, he also reported it was with, you know, body and soul together. And Umm Hani report what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell her. And either in the same night, Abu Bakr Siddiq came to radiallahu anhu to look for him, he did not find him in his bed. And Rasulullah sallam tell them what happened. I'm just like I tell you, I'm taking you quick to the story. And he saw Jannah. He saw many things. And one of the Imam, his name is Imam al-Mawardi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow Musa to talk to him twice. And allow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see him twice. One in the day of Isra and Miraj, and one in life in a state of dream. Wallahu a'lam. Allah know best. And even Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, they said he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu, he said so too. And also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his chest to allow him to talk to him and meet him. And they went about فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى in Surah Al-Najm. And they keep talking about is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to him, he talked to him behind a veil or with a veil or he takes a veil. A lot of talking here. And I tell you something with all respect to all the scholars, a lot of their talk according to different area in Quran and Sunnah. But they forget one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. He can change anything in any time the way He wants. How we know He didn't change it this day? Do we know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do things? We do not know. How we keep talking about something we do not know? This is very dangerous. By this way, at this area, I believe. Don't say no, don't say yes. Said Allahu A'lam. But you have to believe without no doubt. Rasulullah, he went Isra al Mi'raj, he went meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he meet him alone in a place no anybody ever been there, and he passed an area even Angel Jibreel cannot pass. How is the meeting? Rasulullah did not talk to me, he did not talk to me, he did not talk to nobody. He gave certain report, and even everybody dispute about what is he said. We should worry about the gift and the message Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bring it to us. And even in here, one scholar, he said, imagine, think about it. Even Jibreel, he cannot go. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go. Why? Again, it's wisdom. Allah wants to tell us something. He said, when we read Surah An-Najm, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَدَنَا فَتَدَلَّا, meaning He come down, He said in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not come down like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا is almost like, I'm doing like this to you. Okay? But in here, for Allah, is different. He said, this is like a status of nearness. And nearness, it is not only in a place. Because with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, place and a time is not belong to Allah. But nearness in, like relationship, not istaghfirullah, not relationship, religion, like status, closeness. Also he said tashreef, meaning elevation, bounty, mercy, love. When you love somebody, you want to get closer to him. And you give him different look, different way. Even to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow him to see what no any human being ever seen in this earth. Because it's disputed. They take verses from Quran and take hadith from Rasulullah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nobody in this earth will see Jannah or see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day of judgment. But again, this is what Allah said in Quran, what Rasulullah said in a hadith, but at this time, it was a certain call, we do not have anything to do with it. And again, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above any distance or time or rule or condition. And in here, even as a scholar in here, he said something so beautiful. He said, take for example the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one Rasulullah sallam, he said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, whoever come closer to me, one, what do you call it, spam? This distance, spam?
Spam.
Okay. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever come closer to me, one spam. I coming to him, one dhira, one arm. And whoever come to me walking, I will come to him running. He said, this is the same thing. It doesn't mean Allah coming to us in the same distance. The way. This is explanation to us, something we can comprehend. But the scholar said, he said, the meaning in here, the closeness of Allah. Meaning Allah will be closer to you with His mercy, with His support, with His vision, with His, you know, giving. Is not, we cannot comprehend it in a condition the way we think. Like, I love you, I will move and come near you. No, Allah do not do that. He make you closer to Him in different way. But in here, something we have to stop at and think about it, very important. Very, very extremely important. Actually, mini topic. Number one, the ultimate gift was Salah. This why? Salah, it teaches us the condition between us and Allah. According to my Salah, according to my closeness to Allah. But why our Salah today is not good? Because our heart is not really having Allah. You want work in your Salah? Work in your heart. You will get your Salah straight. These people, they divorce dunya. They get Allah. And when they get Allah, now they enjoy Salah. Today, we are drowning in dunya. And we want our Salah to be good. There's no way. There's no way without sacrificing. By this way, imagine in Isra and Mi'raj, we know without any doubt is the ultimate gift have been given to this Ummah is the five Salah. This is the ultimate gift. Now, if I have little bit of wisdom, the maximum effort I do in whom? My Salah. May Allah forgive me. I am with you. We are in the same boat. Because we are affecting each other. Our sins affecting each other. Environment affecting each other. We are a product of environment. This why this halaqa, any halaqa, with good intention for Allah, it will you will receive something. You want gain more? You want your salah to be, you know, having more? Humble and humility and khushu' and khudu', devotion, concentration, you have to be in akhirah environment. The more you are in akhirah environment, your heart would be belong to Allah. If your heart belongs to Allah, in the time of salah, you have no problem. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in in Surah Al-Fatiha. Very powerful. Now, today, actually, in last 1 month or so, we experienced something very dangerous. I always talk about it. Imagine when Rasulullah SAW, he said, Allah promised, whoever come to me, no shirk, pure from shirk, I forgive all his sins, even major sins. Do you know really honest to Allah? May Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive me and forgive all of us today. We are drowning in shirk. We are drowning in shirk. Like one scholar from India, he said, in the past, people used to worship a statue. But if you bring today to any Muslim a statue and tell him, make sujood, believe in him, he will support you. He said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Ana la ushrik billahi ahada. I do not do shirk with Allah. No way. But he said, take this statue, slice him very thin slice, and call it a dollar. This my love, this my protection, this my habibi, this my lover, this my support, this the one I dream about, this the one I fear from, this the one I love most, this the one who do everything for me, qadi al-hajat, the one who opened everything. Is this not shirk? If you have more, you sleep in content. If you have less, you worry. Actually, big shirk. This is not even a small shirk. This is a major shirk. What about love?
Love too much is shirk. When I love my wife, my kids, my money, my business, more than Allah is shirk. If I fear as a condition, more than fearing Allah, is shirk. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, His dar, His nafa, He's the one can cause calamity. He's the one can lift it up. He's the one can benefit you. When Allah says that, and I worry about condition, when I see condition, I have to believe. Condition is a trial for me, like we said last week. And when a condition comes, meaning Allah tried me to see where my heart will go. It will go with a condition, it will go with Allah to ask Him for support. This is why, when Rasulullah went to Isra and Mi'raj, he went in a time. What we doing today? Where are we going? We go to friends, we borrow money, we try to focus in business, we try to save more, we try to organize our budget, we try to see what we can do. In the time we're supposed to do Isra and Mi'raj to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us signs. I can destroy your money in no time. I can take everything you have in no time. I can take your job in no time. I can take your family in no time. I can take your life in no time. I can take your health in no time. And you still worry about money? You still worry about all the things. It will never benefit you. Because now you erase one quality of Allah. He's a beneficial. No more He is a beneficial. Dar is a beneficial. And believe me, the majority of us believe without no doubt not Allah is a beneficial, dollar is a beneficial. Because if you believe Allah is a beneficial, dollar increase, dollar decrease, it will not shake you up. Job will not shake you up. Wife will not shake you up. Kids will not shake you up. Status will not shake you up. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your relationship between you and Allah, this one should be shake you up. Which one more important now? If a person now committing all the sins, but believing Allah is better than 100 worshipper have no iman and yaqeen in Allah. Which one's more important? With the fiqh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we learn from Isra and Mi'raj. If you look in Rasulullah when he came from Isra and Mi'raj, all the companion tortured. And what Rasulullah tells them? Patient. Be patient. Why? He knew now. The one he have everything in control. He did not command him of anything. Allah is basir. This is why you see, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَ بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Imagine, do you know what it means? Why Allah, He ended the verse, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is all hearing, all knowing, all watching. Is this if I believe it? If I know He's the powerful, He's the doer, He's the one controlling everything, and He's all seeing and watching and everything, could I worry? I could worry. The only worry should really be about my relationship with Him. This is a big problem. Because is He pleased with me? If I am belong to Him, if I'm a slave, I should not worry. He's my Rabb. Whatever you do, Allah, I'm happy. You won't take? Alhamdulillah. You won't give? Alhamdulillah. You give me calamity? Oh Allah, I will cry for you only. And I seek support from you only, Ya Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Wallahi, today as a Muslim, we need only one verse. Only one verse we need, all of us. Because if we do not understand this verse, we do not understand nothing about Islam. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Only you, Allah, we worship. And only you, Allah, we seek support. Because this is the ultimate. Allah, He know we are weak. Allah, He know we have temptation. Allah, we know we have desire. Allah, He know all this. But He wants your heart to be belong to Him. Up and down, you want your heart to be belong to Him.
All the mistake, all the sins, he said, I'll forgive you. But your heart belongs to me. I want you to be my slave. Today we do all the ritual outside, and the heart does not belong to Allah. Let me give you advice for Allah, inshallah. All of us, you have to at night spend at least an hour, minimum, do something between you and Allah. Do dhikr. Remember Allah, remember His name, the most beautiful name of Allah. Sit, read some book about Iman and Yaqeen, about Ahadith. Read Quran. Do you know today I was wishing, if we have some time, Surah Al-An'am. I will give you a homework today after this session. Read Surah Al-An'am. My journey of Islam is start with Surah Al-An'am. We will never be a Muslim until you understand Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am will straight all your heart. I promise you. Surah Al-An'am containing all the pillar of faith. Do you know why? It came in the early of Dawah. To supporting the Muslim of understanding. Let me share with you some. To show you what we're talking about. It's a very powerful surah. You want to build your iman, read it a lot. But read it with understanding. It is Makkiya, it's Mecca. And all Quran of Mecca talk about only one thing, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And all the things is calm at night is belong to Him. And He's Sami' and Alim. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful. Everybody sleeping, all the animal is sleeping, all the bird, all the insect is sleeping, and He's Sami' Alim. He hear and He see. He hear and see all the sleeping. He doesn't need voice. He doesn't need CIA, no. He's above all this. He doesn't need equipment. Change. After that, right away, he said, Ya Muhammad, tell them, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذَ وَلِيًّا. Said, Ya Muhammad, is anyone rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make him my guardian? Is anyone can support you and guard you except Allah? Fatir as-samawat wal-ard, the one He created the earth and the sky. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمْ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ. He feed you and you do not feed Him. Listen to the verse. He feed you and He doesn't need feed from you. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمَرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Sayyid Muhammad said, I'm the first Muslim and don't be among the one who do shirk and partner with Allah. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Say, I fear if I disobey Allah, He will torture me in the greatest day, which is the Day of Judgment. مَنْ يُسْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحْمَ وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. Whoever Allah save him in this day, he will get the ultimate victory. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٌ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah, listen carefully now, if Allah touch you with dur, touch you with any calamity, nobody can lift it from you. Nobody can lift it from you. Who's saying that? Allahu Akbar. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And if He touch you with goodness, He's the one able to do anything. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He's the one above all His servants. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. He's the one above everybody, and He's Hakim and Khabir. He is the most wise, and He's having the ultimate knowledge of anything. قُلْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا. Say, what is the most bear witness? قُلْ Allah. Say Allah. شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. He bear witness between me and you. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ لُؤُنذِرُكُمْ بِهِ. And I have been revealed to me this Quran to warn you with it. you have deity with Allah and said, I will not bear witness to that. But He is the only one. And I am pure for what you pair with, you know, have partnered with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verses, those who lie of the meeting of Allah and they did not believe in the day of judgment, when it come, it will come all of a sudden, and you will be so loser, and you will be so fear, and they carry their all their sins. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this dunya, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعْبٌ وَلَا. This dunya is only toys and games. وَلَلْدَارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. And the hereafter is better for those who fear Allah. Do you hear that? It's not for anyone. Allah did not leave it like that. To those who fear Allah. By this way, if I'm not working for Akhirah, I fear Allah? No. I believe in Akhirah? No. I have to be working for Akhirah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Did you not having brain and thinking? And even he said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I know you are so upset and have sadness because of what he said about you. They did not tell you are a liar, but the oppressor, they are deny my ayat, my message. And many messenger and prophet, they been denied before you. فَصَبَرُوا, they have been patient. وَأُوذُوا, and they was been tortured. حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرَنَا. They wait until, patiently, until the victory come from me. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No change to the word of Allah. Imagine when Allah said that. Who am I now to make a meeting and try to figure another way? It's already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished it. Meeting about what? Talking about what? No. You want to really make a meeting? Get certain an'am? I give you some verses, it tell you exactly what's going on, and tell you what you should do. And you finish the meeting in 10-15 minutes. Because we're supposed to stop arrogant and ignorant and playing game against Allah. I see people sitting meeting after meeting, and none of them know about Quran. And everybody coming with a new plan. It's not World Trade Center, it's not Wall Street, it's not banking. It's not business. So Quran has already said it. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكَ مِنْ نَبَأِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And I send you a message from all the messenger before. I said it before. Surah Al-An'am came with a group of surah, a group of chapter from Quran. All messenger and prophet surah came in the same time. To teach Rasulullah SAW and a companion, what you have been going through is normal. Because all messenger and prophet, all the believer went through it again, or like you. And even after that, he tell him, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Only those who will benefit from this talk, those who can hear. وَالْمَوْتَ يَبْعَثْهُمُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And the dead, Allah will resurrect them and He will take care about them. Do you know what Allah said in here? Something so amazing. He said, those who hear you, and right away, He did not say, and those who doesn't hear you. No, He said, the dead. Meaning the one who cannot hear, in the time of receiving the message, he's dead. Allah did not say he cannot hear. Allah concerned dead. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. قل أرأيتكم إن آتاكم عذاب الله أو أتتكم الساعة غير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين. Say, if Allah send you a torture from him and the day of judgment come, is anyone you will call on other than Allah? If you are truthfulness, say, in the time come, when the torture come, who you can call? بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون. But he is the one, he can veil or take away your calamity and your torture, and after that you forget what you've been having partner with. Meaning we forget the status of our shirk after Allah left and he make it easy for us. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. And many umam and many messengers before, we send them torture and we send them all kind of calamity. Maybe they will have tadarra. Maybe they will cry to Allah. Maybe they will go back to Allah. Look after that. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. And if when they receive this calamity, they cry to Allah, but قَسَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ, their heart is hard. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And shaitan decorated what they're doing. By this way, they cannot comprehend. What is going on, Brother Mahmoud? What's going on, Brother Tahir? What's going on all of us is exactly the same. Allah gives us messages, and we go back to our toys. And we are almost like, oh Allah, we see it. Oh Allah, you're so kareem. Okay, let me go back to what I'm doing. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Meaning exactly what Allah said. Once Allah eases it, we go back exactly to our disease. Meaning the heart is hard and we are in a state of partner with Allah. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And when they forget what we advise them to do, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. When they forget our message, we will open for them. What meaning here? Open dunya. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَحُوا بِهَا. Until they be happy with what they receive. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. We will take them all of a sudden. And they will be finished. And after that, right away, another warning. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ. Said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your ears, take your eyes, meaning you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot comprehend, and close your heart, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Who else can give you the vision and understanding? انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون والعياذ بالله. Say ya Muhammad, look how many verses, how many signs, how many warning we give it to them, and after that they go like they never hear anything. قل أرأيتكم إن آتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون. Say, what happened if Allah send you torture all of a sudden in a way and will destroy you, and Allah will not destroy except the oppressor one? Do you know who is the oppressor today? Us. Us. All this message for us. All the oppressor one against each other is us. One brother was telling me something amazing to show you how much we are a criminal, but we do not see it. In any Muslim country, if a man committing adultery, what's the problem? Mom is the word. Father, mother, uncle, everybody, he do whatever he want. And once any woman do any mistake, even a young girl, Ya Allah, she been beaten, she will be killed, she will go to jail, she will do this, she will do that. Tell me in what law? In what law? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. In what law? Is this a law in Islam? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set different rule between man and woman? Who's doing it? Us. Is this justice?
No.
No. This hypocrite. This our law. Where's Allah's law? No law. The law today between us is among our hawa. And we claim we are a Muslim. And we really have pure iman. No. I'm saying loud and clear. We have a lot of shirk. A lot of shirk. All kind. Because I talk only so far about two kind of shirk. What about shirk in kufr and na'am? When you have gift and you do not thank Allah for it and spread it the way Allah want. Meaning you have shirk in the way you're doing things. What about riyah? Show off. What about ujb? What about kibr? Do you know, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah. Do you know what he said? When somebody asked him, what is kibr, ya Rasulullah? What is kibr? What is arrogant? He said, a beautiful hadith, only two words. Only two words. If you think about them, is enough. If you have a dot of iman and dot of sincerity and honesty, it will open for you. Who really have kibr? He said, batrul haqq. That's it. Two words. Kibr, batrul haqq. Do you know what the meaning batrul haqq? Batr is actually an Arabic word coming from the sword. When a sword cut something, so when you cut, you split them. You split the part two pieces. By this way, but is an action of the sword. Al-haq, the truth. Meaning you cut the truth. You tear it apart. We have the truth. Who follows the truth today? All of us do not follow the truth. All of us follow tiny of the truth. Each one carry a piece. This is why we have a division all over. And we claim we understand Islam. Because if we have a doubt of Islam, we'll discover the ultimate responsibility as a Muslim to be united. Not to have ideology, not to have understanding. There's no time for that. Unity is above anything. If anybody fear Allah, he will try to have unity. Today, number one is unity. Because why all this group is divided? It's not understanding, it's arrogant. Because the truth is there. If they have that of humble, they will come together and say, Allah asks us to get unity. Let's cry to each other and leave the misunderstanding with each other and get united. All this leader, wallahi, I swear by Allah, they are in big trouble. Because instead of getting together and making an effort to get together and getting away from the label, they keep dividing the ummah. Every person today divided the ummah by any ideology or any understanding and not making effort to unite the ummah, wallahi, I swear by Allah, he's one of the ultimate crime or criminal in the front of Allah. Because we're not going anywhere. But you see, this Surah Al-An'am. If you read Surah Al-An'am slowly, with even basic, even not even tafsir, basic, it will talk to you. But do not sit down and try to understand the way you want. Look exactly what Allah tells you. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, we do not send mursaleen, we do not send people except mubashireen or mundireen to give you glad tiding or warning. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحْ Whoever believe and correct himself, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They have no fear and they will not be sad. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَمَسَّهُمُ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ And it go on and on and on. Because Surah Al-An'am, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Believe me, this is my first surah in my life. Somebody introduced me to it. And he tell me, you want in any given time to start any da'wah to Muslim or non-Muslim, start by Surah Al-An'am. Why? It's one of the early surah in Mecca, which containing all the fundamental belief of Iman. Not as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and mashallah list. No. The reality. Rasulullah SAW did not said and said 1, 2, 3, 4 and we have a list. No. Because your heart has to be pure to Allah. You have to have humility. You have to have purity. Real Iman. Getting the kibr away, getting the shirk away, is not a talk, is not a speech. It's a status of the heart, you have to live it. If you do not have live it every moment, do whatever you want. A dot of shirk, a dot of kibr will destroy you. Imagine if this hadith you read it is not really enough for you to worry. Whoever meet Allah with a dot of kibr, he will not enter paradise. Whoever come with a dot of shirk, he will not enter paradise. Is this not only two topic? We should worry about it. And this is not a session you can do. You have to discover how you really get Iman. How you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. How your fear only for Allah. Your love and ultimate love for Allah. Your devotion and your loyalty for Allah. And you apply it in every moment because you are a slave. You cannot apply it in certain time in the front of somebody and after that you go the way you want. Who's watching that? Allah. What about riya? To show off, to make believe in a way or a talk. May Allah forgive me because I'm with you. Because when a calamity comes, everybody there. It just varies from one state to another. I'm just a talker. I only can try. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives tawfiq. Look at this verse, Ya Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمْهَا إِلَّا هُ. And he has the keys of all the treasure. Nobody know it except who? Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He know what is in the earth, what in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ. No a leaf fall from the tree. إِلَّا يَعْلَمْهَا. وَلَا حَبَّ. No, even a seed or a bit. في ظلمات الأرض. In the bottom of the earth. ولا رطب. Or in the mud. Or hard. إلا في كتاب مبين. Everything is already written. Allah know where is the seed located. Every time I used to go to Muslim meeting, I feel sick. I never feel sick in my life more than meeting or sitting with Muslim meeting. Because if I'm supposed to be Muslim in a meeting for Allah, but no Allah in the picture. Ideology, brain, thinking. Because if this group is really Muslim, wallahi, you will get somebody as a scholar or learned person. This is a problem. What Allah said about that? Finished. Very simple. We believe we have deen. Allah complete our deen. How come in the meeting we do not believe in deen? How come? Talk, paperwork. It's almost like sitting in a company, American company. It's no different. The structure, the way we do the paperwork, the diseases, the get up, and everybody won't talk, and everybody won't show off, and people get upset with each other. Where's Islam? Do you know what this is? This verse about Iman and Yaqeen. If I believe everything is written, everything in Imam al-Mubin, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written already, I worry, I run away, I'm shaking, my love, my condition, this is from Ma'raj, my brother. Please, inshallah, read Surah Al-An'am, read it, time after time after time. Read all the surah, start with the name of a prophet and messenger. Because all this surah, it came in the same approximately time. When Rasulullah has no mean. And you have to remember, Allah is one. His sunnah is one. It will never change. If you try to find a way rather than the way of Allah, may Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. By this way, if I celebrate Isra and Mi'raj and I do not learn, what is the gift Allah give me? If I remember Isra and Mi'raj and I do not do Isra and Mi'raj between me and Allah, what I gain? If in all this time I do not think who's the doer, who's the protector, who's the seen, who's the one he seen, the even the ant, in a dark night, in a black stone, a smooth black stone, he know it, he see it, and he hear it. If I'm a Muslim, and I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I believe all this, what is my main effort today? In a meeting, or with Allah? What is the main effort to connect people to Allah or action, and the heart is empty? And I'm not worried if people making haram money or halal money. We forget the basic. We're running to look where the tree and the roots is rotten, diseased, sick. And we're trying to figure out why the fruit is not coming. Why the fruit is corrupted. Why the fruit has no taste and smell. And we keep decorating the tree. Why are we blind? Why Allah blind us? Because no sunnah. No respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teaching of Rasulullah. I said before, four topics. If you study them today, it will tell you exactly what's going on. One, dhulm. And dhulm, if you study the topic of dhulm. If you study the topic of brotherhood. If you study the topic of jar. If you study the topic of fitan, and what action Rasulullah SAW, he said, if you do this action, Allah will send you this torture. It's very clear. I see today people argue, but they do not willing to go and check out. If you believe in Allah, and you believe in Rasulullah SAW, and Rasulullah SAW, he tell us about everything until the day of judgment, why you do not go check it out? Why you do not go check it out? What about al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar? With wisdom, go check it out. The ummah is going down and we keep talking and having meeting and no action. Very tiny action. A few. May Allah save us. This is Isra and Mi'raj, my brother. This is the wisdom behind Isra and Mi'raj. Unless we know who's Allah, unless we take the dunya out of our heart, unless we put in our heart the love of Akhirah, the love of Jannah, this is the man carries a message. Today we want to carry the message by a corrupted man. The heart not for Akhirah. You have some dunya, some Akhirah. This why the meeting also be ham some dunya, some Akhirah. Our action, some dunya, some akhirah. It doesn't work. Only when you pure have ikhlas and sidq to Allah, akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq. Allah give you opening. Allah give you barakah. Allah open for you. Allah give you light. Allah give you vision. Allah give you comprehending. Like one brother today, he talked to me about knowledge. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi. And I remind him by the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he was going meeting his father, Dawood alayhi salam, and the woman coming, two girls, or two women, with one baby. And he said, where are you coming from? They said, we're coming from your father, Dawood alayhi salam. He just did judgment between us. He said, what's the problem? He said, we are two sisters, and we have two babies. They look alike. We sit down talking in a valley, when a wolf came, eat one of our baby. But we do not know which baby. My sister said, the bigger sister said, my baby. The second sister said, is my baby. He said, what my father said? He said, the baby for the biggest sister. The young sister asked him, do you have any another idea? He said, yes. Give me a knife. I will cut it in half. Each one take half. The young sister, she said, she screamed. She said, no, it belongs to her. He said, it belongs to you. Because you have the mercy in your heart. You see how it goes or no? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in Quran. This is a very beautiful message. Because we have to understand it. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَان. We make Sulaiman comprehend it. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعَلْمًا. Both of them, we give them knowledge. Both of them, we give them, حكم, status. But فَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَان. Meaning at this moment, Sulaiman, Allah gave him comprehending more than Dawood alayhi salam. What we understand from here? People do not understand. You can carry the knowledge, but you do not have comprehending. Comprehending is from Allah. Light from Allah. Vision from Allah. Fahm from Allah. You can give tafsir, you can give hadith, but you are blind. You can have all Quran and Sharia, but blind. And we have plenty of that in the Ummah. Because if they're not blind, they would be united long time ago. They know all the basic about the hadith of unity. And they get together for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us fahm. The truth fahm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us basira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good ending with real iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true love of Allah, and the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the true following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, and the way He will accept from us, Ya Allah. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad.